Did you know that there are over 7,000 languages worldwide, but more than half the world's population speaks only 23 of these languages? And about 40% of those languages are considered endangered, with only a few speakers left. Even more surprising, over the past century, it's estimated that nearly 230 languages have gone extinct. With some languages like Mandarin, English, and Spanish dominating global communication, thousands of others risk disappearing forever. The loss isn't just about words. It's about losing culture, identity, and history. Should governments step in to protect native languages, or is this a natural part of societal evolution? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is governments should protect their native languages and comes from the global category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Languages aren't just a means of communication. They carry centuries of cultural heritage, values, and traditions. Native languages, often referred to as indigenous or minority languages, are those spoken by specific communities, typically within a single country or region. Efforts to preserve languages can include education in native tongues, legal protections, and funding for cultural initiatives. However, in many cases, globalization and the dominance of a few major languages push native languages to the margins. For instance, the rise of English as the global language of business has contributed to the decline of other regional languages, especially in former colonies. According to the Endangered Languages Project, a language dies approximately every 2 weeks. Policies like Ireland's support for Gaelic or New Zealand's promotion of Maori demonstrate how governments can take active steps to protect native tongues. Still, not everyone agrees that such interventions are the best use of resources. Why does this topic matter? Well, when a language disappears, it takes with it unique ways of understanding the world. Losing native tongues can weaken community bonds, erase cultural knowledge, and even impact biodiversity, as many indigenous communities possess ecological wisdom tied to their language. On the other hand, some argue that prioritizing native languages might divert resources from more urgent social needs, especially in multilingual countries where unity through a common language is critical. Now, let's debate. Agree. Governments should protect their native languages. Cultural identity and heritage preservation is critical. Protecting native languages helps preserve the unique cultural identity of communities. Languages encapsulate history, traditions, and worldviews. For example, the revival of Hebrew in Israel demonstrates how language can unify a nation while preserving cultural heritage. Social inclusion and empowerment. When governments support native languages, it empowers marginalized communities, giving them a voice in national conversations. Countries like Canada, where indigenous languages are being revitalized through public funding, show that such efforts can promote inclusivity and reconciliation. Knowledge and biodiversity conservation. Many indigenous languages contain valuable ecological knowledge. For example, the Kayapo people in Brazil possess intricate knowledge about the Amazon's biodiversity, encoded in their native tongue. Losing the language risks losing the wisdom. Disagree. Governments should not protect their native languages. Resources could be much better spent on improving education, healthcare, or infrastructure, rather than supporting endangered languages with very few speakers. Globalization and economic integration. Encouraging the use of widely spoken languages like English can open up economic and educational opportunities. For instance, in India, English fluency has been a key factor in driving its global IT industry. There's also a natural evolution of language. Languages changing and even going extinct have always been a natural part of human history. Instead of resisting this process, societies benefit from merging languages for greater unity and communication efficiency. Now for some rebuttals. A possible rebuttal to the agree point about cultural identity and heritage preservation could be, while preserving cultural identity is valuable, it's worth asking whether this should be a governmental responsibility or a community-led effort. Governments might lack the nuanced understanding needed to revive a language authentically. A possible rebuttal to Disagree's point about the natural evolution of language could be, while language evolution is natural, the current rate of language loss is unprecedented due to globalization. Without intervention, we risk erasing cultures faster than they can adapt. In recent years, several countries have made strides to protect native languages. In 2022, the European Union designated funds to support endangered languages in member states. Meanwhile, UNESCO declared 2022 to 2032 as the decade of indigenous languages, encouraging global collaboration to safeguard linguistic diversity. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, the context, and the interpretation of the topic, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Governments should mandate bilingual education programs for native and dominant languages. What would bilingual education look like in practice? And how could it balance national unity with cultural preservation? 2. Languages spoken by fewer than 1,000 people should receive special protection. What criteria could governments use to prioritize which languages to protect? 3. Native languages should be recognized as official national languages. How would this impact government operations, education, and social cohesion? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, and improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.